talking about a home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, and Charleston's online home show, charlestonhomeanddesign.com, this is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. This is Talking About a Home.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. Also like to thank Chris Isaac for the theme song, Talking About a Home, and also thank you to today's show producer, Ashley Rowell. In addition to our radio show, Talking About a Home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the Charleston Home and Design Show, which we organize. It happens every January. And we are launching a fall home show that we want to tell everyone about. That's going to be the last weekend in August, the weekend before Labor Day weekend, before the weekend before college football starts. And it's going to be at Patriots Point in Mount Pleasant. And our Charleston Fall Home Show will be happening the last weekend in August. And then the Charleston Home and Design Show will be happening in January as usual. At the North Charleston Convention Center. But we have a lot of home professionals that listen to our radio show. So if you are looking to get some really good business for the fall, and you know, it's easy to just focus on what's ahead of you today, but got to be thinking ahead, and you're gonna definitely want to keep your pipeline of business full this fall. And so a great way to jumpstart that is to participate in our Charleston Fall Home Show. We had we sold out of booth space this past January at Patriots Point, and so our fall home show at Patriots Point will sell out. We had a wait list of 20 vendors that were interested in being part of the Charleston Home and Design Show in January at Patriots Point, and we had to tell them that we couldn't accommodate them, unfortunately. But so if you own a home service business that caters to affluent homeowners here in Charleston, we want to talk to you about participating in the Charleston Fall Home Show and also the Charleston Home and Design Show in January. Well, today we've got a great show lined up for you. We're going to be talking to Chris Windmuller with Pool Cover Solutions. And if you're thinking about having a swimming pool built for you, you definitely want to have an automatic swimming pool cover that's installed while your pool is under construction. And just with a click of a button on your phone or a turn of a key, you can open and close that automatic pool cover when you're not using it. And it keeps it safe, especially if you have young children. We had a pool cover from Pool Cover Solutions installed when we had our swimming pool built 17 years ago, and we had small children then when we didn't want any accidents. And the nice benefit is it keeps all the debris out too while you're not swimming. We'll also be talking with Christian Tim with Tidal Creek Design. Christian Tim with Tidal Creek Design, and this is a great time to be talking to Christian about a backyard or front yard makeover. And Christian Tim can come up with a great plan for you and also help with the installation. We'll also be talking with David Tidwell with Bear Home Services. And they're a great company that provides all sorts of great home improvement help there. And finally, interior designer Paige Dick with Paige Designs. And once again, you have too much. There's too much money involved with a remodel project or a new construction project to try to do it on your own, to make all those selections, you're going to make mistakes. You definitely want an interior designer to help you along the way. So listen in for interior designer Paige Dick with Paige Designs today. Our spring issue of Charleston Home and Design magazine is going to be coming out next week. So look for that. And if you want to pick up a last minute issue, our winter issue with Hootie and the Blowfish, Mark Bryan, you're running out of time to do that. So definitely pick that up and look for our spring issue next week. Have a great weekend. And now we're talking with Chris Windmuller with Pool Cover Solutions. How are you doing, Chris?
Hey, Tim. Good. How are you doing?
Good, good. Chris, take a moment and tell our listeners all about Pool Cover Solutions.
So Pool Cover Solutions is, we've been in business since 2002. I actually started in 1999 working for my parents' company when I got out of the Citadel, and been doing it ever since. So if you include the 99, that's going on, 27 years right now. So we sell and install automatic safety pool covers, the kind you nowadays, the kind you type the code into in a touchpad, and it opens or closes the cover in about 30 seconds or so. So our biggest area is Charleston, but we also cover most of South Carolina, parts of Georgia, and North Carolina. We've got satellite branches in Greenville, South Carolina, that takes care of the Asheville, Greenville, kind of the upstate area, and then also in Charlotte, North Carolina. So it's been good. It's been fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So anybody who is thinking about having a pool built for themselves really needs to be thinking about pool cover solutions, and talk about some of the benefits of integrating a pool cover solutions pool cover into their pool design.
So the biggest reason for getting the cover is going to be for safety first. These are ASTM certified safety covers. In Charleston City and Charleston County, we don't put a blanket on this when we say this, but they do allow the covers to be used in lieu of fences. Some areas still say you have to have a fence, depending on where your neighbors are. But in a lot of areas, like if you're on a golf course, a waterway, ocean, the customer may decide that the cover is a good fit for them in lieu of a fence, if they have that, if they're zoned for that, basically. So as far as other benefits to it, it's going to keep your pool clean. So right now, if you hadn't noticed, the tree leaves are raining down, the pollen's absolutely horrible. So keeping your pool covered right now keeps all that out of your pool. It does help maintain your pool chemistry, your heat. So right now, you don't really have to worry so much about the heat part of it. But into the swim season, when you built up that heat in your pool, the cover does help you extend your swim season without having to use a heater in your pool. Mm-hmm. So it's especially if you're on like a saltwater pool system right now, that is one of the things that we hear about the most is it's such an easy, simple pool to maintain when you've got salt and the cover. It's very little salt going in to maintain what you need, because you're not losing that water to evaporation. So your chemicals stay in the pool a mm-hmm. lot longer.
Gotcha. So many benefits to having a automatic pool cover by Pool Cover Solutions. And I have to throw my two cents in. When we built our house in 2009, we had a one-year-old and a five-year-old, and our big reason for having a pool cover, an automatic pool cover, was safety, as you the very, very first thing that you mentioned when we started the interview.
Right.
And because no matter what, no matter how close you watch your kids or your grandchildren, they're going to be attracted to that swimming pool. They're going to have so much fun in it. And when you turn your head, they're going to want to get out there, get close to the pool, and accidents can happen. And just through what we experienced, when if we would take a break from the pool and go upstairs for some lunch, we would just our pool cover was installed in 2009, so we don't have a keypad that you type in a code. We have a key, an actual key that you turn, and right. you close the pool as soon as you walk away. You close the pool, and that's the habit that we got into. And then we discovered, besides the safety aspect, which was a huge relief to not have to worry about the kids having an accident. Then we started, when we would bring our a water sample into get some chemicals. They'd say, "Do you have an algae?" I would always ask if we had an algae problem, and we have never had an algae problem because we keep the pool cover closed, and it keeps all the debris out, like you said, and just makes it your pool ready to use. When you want to use it, you're ready to use it, and not to have to scoop out leaves and vacuum it and this and that. It really reduces the maintenance that you have to do on your swimming pool. So probably those two big things are the reasons that we bought a pool cover, and the reasons why we love the pool cover from Pool Cover Solutions. And it's so easy. It's not like putting a cover on your boat. This you just turn a key or type a code in, and it just closes automatically, which is amazing.
I call that the laziness factor. So when I compare it to something like when I'm trying to sell it and explain it to somebody, and I'll say it's like a garage door, automatic garage door, no brainer. You hit the button, it closes, you're good to go. Manual garage door, you may not actually go out there because you don't want to deal with opening and closing the garage door. Mm-hmm. The cover is so simple to use. You do have to, whether it's a key or whether it's a touchpad, you have to be in full control of it while you're watching the running. But it's so simple. Yours is probably 25, 30 seconds to open or close your cover.
Yep, that's right.
So it's a no-brainer. It's just when you're not using it, especially for that peace of mind, knowing a child can slip away. And that's the thing. Thing that nobody wants to hear about is, is it possible for a child to slip away? Absolutely. When so many people are out there, this happened in my parents' house for 4th of July. So many people out of the pool, and my nephew actually walked in without his, when he was a lot younger, of course, walked in without his floaties on. And my cousin's husband ended up seeing it, but nobody else caught it. Mm-hmm. And we actually had a video camera going the whole time, so we could see. Went back through and looked at it, and everybody's distracted, and yeah. Everybody thinks somebody else has an eye on somebody, and it's just not the case. And drowning is not like they show in the movies. It's quiet. Now, fortunately, nothing happened to him. He got pulled out real quick, but drowning is not like what you see in the movies, where you're going to make a lot of attention and people are going to be drawn towards it, and you're going to know that it's happening. It's quiet. They go in there and you don't hear much. Yeah. So I know that's the part of, that's the part nobody wants to hear about, but it happens. And even when the pool's open and people are in the pool, it can still happen, obviously. So, but especially when the pool is not in use, it is the best way to lock it down, to know for sure. I mean, there's other options, fences and stuff like that, but it is the last barrier of protection before a child falls into the water. Mm-hmm. And that's what, I think that's what most people buy them for still nowadays.
Yeah.
The other part of it is, every now and then we get potential customers call us up, say, "Hey, we just built our pool. We'd like to do this cover." So what we do the most of, Tim, is what we did for your pool. So where it's done during the construction, and it's going to be typically on a rectangular pool, and everything gets completely hidden at that point. So you can't even really tell there's a pool cover there whatsoever until it's actually deployed. But we'll get customers or potential customers call us up and say, hey, we just built this pool and we want to go with this cover. You kind of miss that window of opportunity if you just built the pool and you did not think of incorporating it in at that time. Mm-hmm. So the prime time is to talk about it with your builder before you've made all the final decisions of how you want that pool to look, and the shape of the pool mainly. Mm-hmm. So if you want that undertrack look, the rectangular, everything can be completely hidden. That is the prime time to talk about it with your pool contractor that you want to get an automatic cover with it.
Yeah, I was just going to ask if it can be retrofit on an existing pool.
It can be. It's just a little more obtrusive. It sits on top of the deck, and we do have more limitations on it when it comes to that. So we do a decent amount of those every year. A lot of times it's somebody just moved into a house and they had an existing pool, but everything has to be right for it. It's got to have the right kind of decking. Can't have a bunch of water features like raised walls and stuff like that are going to be obstacles for the cover tracks to run. And the cover tracks are on top of the deck. So it still provides the same safety. It's a great system. But look-wise, most people would like to go with the look of it during the installation of the pool. That way everything is completely concealed. Nowadays, the way we're doing them, you can't even tell there's a cover in place until you see the cover deployed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense. You want everything hidden if possible. Well, how can folks get more information about Pool Cover Solutions?
Well, easiest thing is going to our website, poolcoversolutions.com, or calling the office, 843-766-0289. Those are the two best ways to call us.
All right, great.
Get hold of us.
And you can always find Pool Cover Solutions within the pages of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. We've been talking with Chris Windmuller with Pool Cover Solutions. Thanks so much, Chris.
Hey, thanks, Tim.
And now we're talking with Christian Tim with Tidal Creek Design. How are you doing, Kristen?
Good. How are you?
Good. Thank you. Kristen, take a moment and tell our listeners all about Tidal Creek Design.
Yeah, so we are a full-service landscape design firm, and we work with clients from concept of design and creating their outdoor space all the way to actually using their outdoor space. We like to bring the outdoors and make it like, I guess, to live and make it an extension of their home. Mm-hmm. So they have more usable space, whether it's just beautifying the view even more or actually making it a space that they can enjoy with a pool or outdoor kitchen or a living room. So.
Well, we're very lucky. All those poor northerners who are suffering through the winter months, they can't imagine what it's like to enjoy outdoor living space right now, and then they only get a couple three months of decent weather before fall. But we're so lucky here in the Low Country. A lot of people, they love their location of their home. They maybe want a little bit more space to spread out a little bit, and extending that space outdoors and creating a really special outdoor living space it's not only possible. If you live here in the Charleston area, you should definitely take advantage of it. And how does Tidal Creek Design go about helping homeowners extend their space outdoors?
Yeah, so we always start our projects with an initial site visit, which we typically plan for about an hour of time. And that time we kind of go through with a fine-tooth comb, essentially, your property. So I like to walk around with clients. I normally like to start inside their house too, so I can kind of get an idea of what their tastes are inside, with their decor and kind of, you know, what furnishings they have. And then, you know, kind of talk about just general aesthetics of like what their landscape goals are, what do they want to do outside, and then, you know, spend some time walking around outside. Obviously we address any issues that we have, if they have any drainage issues, or they want to have, you know, more privacy, or they need to screen, you know, a view, something like that. We'll talk about all of that, but then really kind of stand in the space and kind of, you know, use our imagination and visualize like different rooms and living spaces and that, and kind of find out their habits too, like their living habits. What are they doing when they get home? What are they doing after, you know, work and enjoying that time outside? Do they like to garden, or do they want to just sit and read a book or eat lunch or dinner outside? Things like that. So we kind of go through all of that along with what plants do they like? How much shade do they have? You know, sunlight, all of that fun stuff. Or do they have full sun and they need an umbrella or a pergola, you know, something to help kind of redirect or block some of the sunlight. So we kind of really go through, like I said, with a fine-tuned comb and like figure out exactly what we need to use as parameters when we're putting that design together for them.
You know, it really sounds like you're an interior designer except for the exterior. And I've not heard anybody call themselves an exterior designer, but that's pretty much what Title Creek Design can help homeowners with, right?
Yes, absolutely. We actually are working with a current project now that's starting construction, but we started the design process back at the beginning of fall, and we full on exterior design going beyond the landscape. We actually are re-siding their house, and we did a brand new front door design, changing out their front porches, stairs, back porches as well, changing out railings, like all of this in conjunction with the landscape design, and the like a new fence and everything. So I'm excited to see that one come together, because we literally, it's like we kind of took the makeup off the house and then we are reapplying it. So I think it's going to be a neat project. But yes, the exterior designer, you know, it's funny, in certain contexts I have said to my, like, talking about what I do, I am essentially an exterior designer, because we are bringing in the furnishings and all of those finishing touches with planters and that too, and picking out pool tiles and house colors and things like that, that just goes beyond the interior of the house. So
Title Creek Design, you folks are not just getting your hands dirty with plantings and things like that. What are some of the other elements that you help homeowners with? You mentioned like furniture selection or paver selection and an installation, and what other types of elements?
Yeah, so kind of all of the above. So we have done hardscaping. A lot of people now are, I would say 95% of all projects have a component of hardscaping in it, whether it's a new walkway, a patio, pool decking, you know, things like that. So we will bring, which I wish there was a lighter option for pavers, because they are heavy, but we bring paver samples to clients, or we'll meet at different suppliers around town to select those pavers. Furnishings, I carry a large variety of different outdoor furnishing vendors, and I love the lines because they're high quality. They're built to handle our coastal environment and the salt air. Fabrics too. You know, we help select fabrics for that. Planters, pergolas, wood finishes, things like that. It's funny too, because I have had a few clients that have brought me inside as well. And we've just talked about different things, and We actually have a project too where we ended up bringing my father works with me some too. He actually does woodworking, and he built a banquette for an eat-in kitchen area. And my mother-in-law is a, I'm say, semi-retired interior designer. She still dabbles a little bit, but she can do drapery and all that. And so we ended up doing a whole like eat-in kitchen inside of a banquette and window treatments and that. So I've had a few clients that are like, what do you think about this? You know, should I have some wallpaper? Do I need window treatments here? And I give my opinion, and if they go for it, we do it. So it's kind of funny how you really can, you know, be a good transition from interior to exterior and kind of do both. The exterior portion of it, you just have to have extensive plant knowledge and know what plants work and like the different environments and things like that. And same for inside, you have to know what plants work inside as well, too. So, yeah.
Well, it sounds like it's one of those things that a lot of contractors, carpentry contractors, experience when they're doing some work on a house. The project starts to spread, and the homeowner says, "Well, while you're here, we might as well do this or that or whatever."
Yes, it always starts, can I get your opinion on this? Uh-huh. And then it leads to something else too. So, but we have fun with it, and I love working with my clients. I get to know them really well through the process, just because we're asking questions about their life and, you know, what their routines are and what they enjoy doing while they're home. And we want to make this space a place to come home to and just relax and enjoy, not something you're coming home after a stressful day of work and you're stressed out already by, you know, getting home. So, you know, we really strive to listen to what they're saying and make sure that we are maximizing their space for their budget.
Well, it's most homeowners would say, if I could just snap my finger and have this new outdoor space, that would be great. But this sounds like about the closest thing to that is to have Tidal Creek Design come out, and you know, within a short amount of time, Tidal Creek Design can transform whatever the outdoor space that they're looking for. And even in the summertime, do you take into account like the prevailing winds and things like that, so people can stay cool during the summer and so forth?
Yes. Yeah, we do. We take into account that, along with, again, like with sunlight, and we're strategic about where we are placing plants if we need, you know, again, or like a pergola. So if somebody's in full direct hot afternoon sun, but wants to enjoy their outdoor space in the afternoon, then we're going to be looking at whether it's a roof structure, or are we going to put some canopy trees there that can really filter that sunlight, or do we need to have, you know, a pergola with a shade cloth on it, something like that. But yes, or we position spaces to where if we are getting some winds, even though the winds can change, but where are we going to maximize things like that coming through? So,
yeah. Well, yeah. We're almost out of time, but I did want to ask you, people are already starting to think about spring, and what would be your recommendations as far as what homeowners should be thinking about and doing as we approach spring and the outside of their home?
Yes. So right now, we're in mid-February. This is a great time to start with your landscape designs. Depending on the extensive of the design, you might be enjoying it by the end of spring, beginning of summer. If it's a little more detailed, like doing a pool, things like that, then you might be looking at kind of towards the end of the summer, enjoying that space. I always recommend, if you're doing pools, start probably anywhere from like 8 to 12 months before you want to be enjoying that pool, just because there's a lot of permitting processes with it. But, you know, right now, even if you're doing just like a small little yard refresh, or you need to update your outdoor furnishings and that, this is the perfect time to start doing that so that you are able to enjoy it this spring and the beginning of the summer.
Well, that sounds great. How can folks get more information about Tidal Creek Design?
Sure. So you can head to our website, which is just TidalCreekDesigns.com. And we have a contact us form you can fill out, and we'll get back with you to schedule a phone call. If you want to look at some of our projects, our Instagram is a great place to check all of that out. Or you can come see us at Madison Miller Decor on Johns Island. It's on Hollydale Court, and that's a great place to come see. We have a small little showroom retail space in there, so you can pick up some great little planters and garden accessories, as well as select some outdoor furnishings too.
That sounds great. And you can always find Tidal Creek Design within the pages of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. We've been talking with Christian Tim with Tidal Creek Design. Thanks so much, Christian.
Thank you. Have a great day.
And now we're talking with David Tidwell with Bear Home Services. How are you doing, David?
I'm doing great. How are you, Tim?
Good. David, take a moment and tell our listeners all about Bear Home Services.
Yeah, I started this company about 4 years ago now. I had a successful previous company that I had a successful exit out of, and really decided to kind of stay in that same line of work. So started this company, and I work exclusively with real estate agents and their clients to, you know, make those repairs and remodels on their home for either to get the home ready for listing so they can get top dollar, or, you know, maybe there was some neglected things over the years, especially in crawl spaces, and they have an offer on the home, and the buyer's asking them to repair these items. So we really focus on getting those repairs done quickly so they can get their closing table with as few delays as possible, and really work with their agents or their clients to remodel their homes. Maybe after they purchase the home and getting ready to move in, they want some new floors, they want to paint, or they want to completely remodel the home. We're there to facilitate all that as well.
I gotcha. So when it comes to working with realtors, that's typically it's something that requires very quick action on the part of Bear Home Service. I guess you're used to responding that quickly then.
We are. That's one of the hardest parts of this of the business is, these agents have really tight time frames, and their due diligence is up very quickly. So we're used to dealing with these really tight timelines, and that offer goes into the home, and they, they're negotiating with this repaired and that, and we need it done in a week and a half. And that's where we strive and where we do our best to hit their timeline. So typically it's less than 2 weeks, which makes it pretty tight timelines. And we do the smaller jobs. A lot of contractors, just it's not worth their time to do these smaller jobs that are just one or two day, small jobs. But that's where we I have a great crew here that we can jump in, and I usually have the guys I can jump in and get that taken care of pretty quickly. So
gotcha. So I'm looking at the bearhomeservice.com website, and you folks can help homeowners out in quite a few areas. CL 100 repairs and clearance letters. What is a CL 100?
Yeah, that's definitely probably one of the biggest thorns in the side of a lot of agents. If you ask them, that's a wood destroying organisms. So you'll have the CL 100. Usually your pest guy, the guy that does your termite bond, will come out, take a look at the home, and will identify any place you have wood rot or anything else that destroys wood. So whether it's mold, fungus, carpenter ants, anything of that nature, and they'll identify that. And if that comes over on the CL 100 reports, lenders typically are going to make you have a licensed contractor, such as us, go over, take a look at those items, and either make the repairs on those items, or write a letter, has our license number on it. Everything's letting you know that that it is not a structural significance, or they really just want to make sure that the lenders really want to make sure that they're not putting that money up for a home that's going to structurally have issues. So, and that really comes into that, the closing, you know, the purchasing of the home. So that's usually one of the last things that get done. And so we can get in there and I'll go over and take a look at it. And usually it's not a structural issue, but if it is, then we'll need to address it. And usually it's pretty minor, but sometimes it can get, you know, pretty significant. So.
Right, right. And then BearHomeService.com, you folks also help homeowners with in transaction repairs for real estate. So that's when the buyer and the seller are negotiating, and the buyer says, I want this and this and this repaired. And that's where and Bear Home Service is able to jump into action and help homeowners with in transaction repairs.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and those are the ones that are that time crunch there. So it is usually, you know, a lot of times we are working for the seller, and it is, you know, that buyer has this list. We just had a home inspection. Here's 50 things I want done. Send that over to the seller, and the seller is like, oh goodness, how, you know, oh, there's electrical, there's plumbing, there's roofing, there's mold on here. How am I going to get all this stuff done? Who do I call? And it's, you know, you just send those over, send over that home inspection to us, your repair addendum. We will give you an estimate on those repairs, usually 24 hours, you know, the next day, and we'll get that over to you. And if that, you know, if everything looks good there, then we'll jump into action. We'll get that taken care of for you before the before the closing. So a lot of times they'll have a re-inspection. The buyers may want their home inspector to come back out and review the property, make sure all the things were done correctly, which we'll make sure it's done. And you'll pass that second inspection there. We offer a warranty that's transferable to the new buyers as well, so peace of mind for them moving in the home. Make sure, you know, they know that the repairs were done properly, and we stand behind all of our work on that. So,
well, those are some of the services that help homeowners that are buying and selling homes, real estate. But Bear Home Services, you folks do more than that. I'm on the BearHomeService.com website. Crawl space repairs, electrical services, plumbing services, HVAC, heating and air services, carpentry services, and handyman services as well. So that you want to get the job done as quickly as possible, but those are not those might be projects that a homeowner doesn't have a tight deadline like the people that are selling or buying a house, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, most of ours is working with those agents for those transaction deals, but we will do those pre, post closing, all the repairs, kind of get you ready, your home ready to either move in, get it ready to sell. You know, we're not a service company, so if you're not in a transaction, you have a, you know, a plumbing leak, we're not going to be your first call for that. But it's these transaction deals, we certainly are. And you know, in the remodels, we work with, you know, several design professionals around the Charleston area as well that we work with to do these remodels or facelifts for them. So,
well, you know, I've always told our listeners that and anyone else that will listen that you definitely want to have a good plumber. You want to have a good electrician. You want to have a good heating and air company that is your, these are all your go-tos, because those things are some of the major problems that you're going to have as a homeowner. And instead of having three or four different contractors, you can call, sounds like you could call Bear Home Service, and you're going to be able to help a homeowner with all of those items and more.
Yeah, absolutely. I've been doing this in Charleston area for about 11 years now. And in that time, I have a large list of, been very blessed with a good, you know, in-house guys that have worked for me for years. that do these trades day in, day out. And if we don't have that specific trade in house, I have subs that I've used for many years that, many of them that I fill their schedule up for them. They pretty much just dedicate all their time to me. So I keep them busy. So, finding good trades guys is getting harder and harder these days. So yeah. I've been very blessed to have a very good crew.
Yeah, definitely. Working with me. Well, good deal. Well, how can folks get more information about Bear Home Service?
Yeah, they can go to our website, bearhomeservice.com. Check out what we have to offer there. I'm not a big social media guy, but my office manager does do some posting on Facebook. Hope to kind of have that, you know, more on that soon. But go to our website there. Shoot us an email. We have a link in there. If you have a transaction coming up, you need some work done, you can upload your home inspection report, repair addendum on there. I'd be happy to discuss it. If you're on the buyer side, I'd be happy to review your home inspection report and let you know what are the things that are really concerning, what things you should ask for or maybe get credit for, and that we can do post-close before you move in. Yeah, should get everything you need there.
And Bear is spelled BEAR, Bear Home Service. And how'd you come up with that name, David?
Yeah, my 11-year-old son is named Bear. We love that name. I think he's pretty proud of it. And you know, I thought it'd be a big kick to name the company after him. And every time I get new shirts for the crews, I always get one in his size, so he's usually peacocking around with his Bear Home Service shirt on at school. So,
oh, that's great. That's great. Nice story. Well, we've been talking with David Tidwell with Bear Home Service, and you can always find Bear Home Service within the pages of Charleston Home and Design magazine and on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Thanks so much, David.
Thank you.
And now we're talking with interior designer Paige Dick with Paige Designs. How are you doing, Paige?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me.
You bet. Paige, take a moment and tell our listeners all about Paige Designs.
Yes. So I started my business 14 years ago. Prior to that, I was at the New York School of Interior Design, and I've been in Charleston for now 6 years.
Oh, that's great. And what types of services does Paige Design offer? What makes Paige Design services different from other interior design firms?
Yes, I offer many different services, typically full service design. And I think what makes my company different is that we like to come in from the beginning of a project. So we're not just picking pillows or paint colors, but we're really offering full service from the beginning to the very end.
Okay.
So that usually involves new construction or home renovations or additions.
Gotcha. And I'm looking at some notes from the pre-interview, and you, Paige Designs doesn't just pick paint colors or furniture. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Sure. So we like to come in and create floor plans and really understand the client and how they live. So the reason why it's so helpful to get in on early on the project is just so that we can figure out what the way they live and how they like to use their space. And so I think, you know, it's anything from creating the finishes, the layouts. We provide custom furniture and lighting. And really, every layer is intentional. So they always appreciate having that from the get-go.
Gotcha. And why is it important for a homeowner to use an interior designer like Paige Dick with Paige Designs?
Well, I've often heard that they have thanked me in the end, just realizing that they would have made many mistakes that are ended up being quite costly. So by having a designer that understands scale and proportion, they realize that that is worth the money. And in the end, they're really happy with the results. So, for example, maybe they wouldn't think about doing wall sconces on the sides of a beautiful piece of art. That might be a missed opportunity. So those are the little details that I make sure to keep in mind and suggest prior to installation day.
Has Page Designs, and by the way, Page is spelled P-A-I-G-E, just like the normal name.
Yes, that's correct.
Has Page Designs ever come into a project that's well underway, and the homeowner thought they could pick out all their lighting and furniture and countertops and cabinetry and colors and things like that all by themselves, but realized they were over their heads?
Definitely. I mean, now that I've been in business for so long, there's been several different scenarios, and you know, you might not always find out the full story as far as if they wish they would have hired me on sooner. But I think I love feedback. And at the end of a project, I usually get the reviews back and they always are thankful that they've hired me in the beginning of the project. Mm-hmm. So if you're building or if you're about to do a renovation, it would be a good time to reach out to a designer, in my opinion, rather than waiting.
Yeah. Anyone who has ever used an interior designer will never do a project again without an interior designer.
Exactly. Right.
They're so helpful. And
absolutely.
And why is full service design so important to a homeowner?
Well, I think it's just understanding flow. So there's so many different items that you're purchasing. So a designer can really understand the way each space will come together. So that might be with color or a lighting theme. But if you start early and have an overall plan, then you will make sure that it all flows and comes together nicely. Mm-hmm.
Right, right. And talk about custom furniture. Why does custom furniture matter to a homeowner?
So I think now more than ever, now that a lot of people have access to Instagram and Pinterest, it's just really nice to have custom pieces that you wouldn't necessarily see at your neighbor's house. So I just think that people that really truly want to invest in nice furniture, they would want it to be custom. So one example of that would be maybe you're doing a little kitchen nook and you want to have a custom bench where you're able to get a cushion and specifically designed for that piece. Or even I've done banquettes where there's a custom sofa on one side and custom chairs with matching fabrics. That's another area of a custom piece of furniture. So like I said, you just really wouldn't see it in your neighbor's house and it would be unique to your home.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever had an occasion where a homeowner has ordered a piece of furniture and it's either too big or too small? It looked different to them online, but once they got it there, it just didn't fit in the space?
I can't even tell you how many times that has happened. That's happened so many times. And they'll say, oh, I wish I would have hired you for this. And one example that comes to mind, a homeowner bought a sectional and two chairs. It was really oversized, but it didn't look that big in the showroom because, of course, the scale is different. And then they brought it home and the installation day came. And I mean, it just looked so crowded and awkward. It just didn't flow. So that, you know, those are the mistakes that I can help my clients avoid. So that's really where the true value comes in.
Sure, sure. And,
for sure.
And, for homeowners, they know that there's an expense involved with hiring an interior designer, but all it takes is one mistake and it's going to cost that homeowner. And some homeowners, you know, they're going to stick with it. They bought it and they own it. And I can think of like my aunt and uncle, they really wanted an island in their kitchen, and so they bought an island. My uncle put it together, and when you were in the island or in the kitchen, you had about 2 feet of space between the countertop and the island. You got a feeling like it felt claustrophobic, and it wasn't very functional, but you know, they'd already made paid the price, and they were going to live with it. And that's terrible to have to live with with a mistake like that. You get used to suffering, I guess.
Every day you walk in that space, you would regret it. You'd be like, why didn't I change that, for sure? And then also, companies have really high restocking fees. So if you have a large sectional, for example, coming into your home and you call them to return it, I mean, it's not like a piece of clothing where you can easily go back and return it. It just, furniture is very costly to ship, so there's always heavy restocking fees. And we've all dealt with marketplace. It's hard to sell furniture. Mm-hmm. That's already, you know, they assume it's already used. So
right.
That's pretty difficult to do.
Just that one mistake would have paid for the services of an interior designer. So just I want our listeners to think about that. Talk about window treatments and wallpaper and how page designs can help homeowners there.
Yes, I love fabric. I love wallpaper. I really feel like those are the elements that elevate a space. So sometimes if you paint a home and you can get creative with paint, such as painting the trim a different color than the walls, that's fine. But I really do think that wallpaper along with window treatments really elevates the space. It gives you that extra layer, and you can customize the fabric from your window treatments and have the same custom pillows. So that's what gives you the designer look that you just can't buy at a store.
Mm-hmm. That's true. And best of all, when you're working with an interior designer like Paige Dick with Paige Designs, you kind of can, you're part of the decision making process, but the pressure is not on you. You allow Paige Designs to give you the options and narrow down all the choices, so that it can be very, very overwhelming having to pick out items for whether it's a new construction home or even a remodel, right?
Oh, absolutely. There's endless decisions. I typically bring clients to my design studio where I've already pre-selected fabrics and wallpapers that work well, and they flow throughout the home so that you don't have one random fabric that doesn't blend well with the other rooms. So I think about all those details very carefully in advance for you. And like you said, I still allow the customer to pick their favorite options, so that, you know, they feel like they're a part of the process, which is really fun. And I really enjoy it. I really enjoy working with my clients, and it doesn't feel like work to me. So that's my favorite part.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Can Paige Designs help homeowners with if someone is remodeling their kitchen or bathroom?
Oh, absolutely. Yes. We visit showrooms, my favorite showrooms locally, and we'll pick out the cabinetry and lighting and plumbing fixtures, hardware. So, you know, you're able to step into various showrooms and see firsthand in person what your cabinetry will look like. I help create the layout, and we do all the measuring. So it's really full service design for mm-hmm. kitchen and bath.
And who is the ideal customer for Paige Designs? You obviously want to find, a homeowner wants to find the right designer for them. And I would imagine the interior designer wants to find the right customer for yourself as well.
Yes, for sure. I feel like typically I've been working lately with busy professionals that really want to trust in the designer and let me handle all the work behind the scenes. That's because they're so busy with their lives. So I think my typical preferred client is someone that is a busy professional, and they're willing to trust me into their home and just make it beautiful and functional. So mm-hmm. they're really happy in the end.
And by hiring an interior designer, they will come up with ideas that you never thought about. And that might be a little challenging to accept. And it might be a little out of your comfort zone, but in the long run, you're going to end up accepting all sorts of compliments, just like you do when you get your hair cut and everyone says, "Oh, your hair looks great." Yes. And you say, "Thank you." Like you had anything to do with it. You just sat there. But, and that's the thing. You don't want to go it alone. And, the small price to be involved with an interior designer like Page Designs, you'll save money in the long run. And, you'll love the project. The reality is, and the outcome of a project is never guaranteed, even though you've budgeted for it and you've decided I'm going to spend the money. You never want to be finished with a project where you have regrets, and you won't have regrets like that by working with an interior designer like Page Designs. And what's the next step? How can, if this appeals to some of our listeners, what's the next step that they should take to reach out to Page Designs?
Yes, they can find me on Instagram at Page Designs LLC, or my website, pagedesignsllc.com. And we, from there, would set up a initial consultation where we would meet in person. I would understand, I have a survey where we would discuss the homeowner's goals and walk the space. And after that, if it seems like a good fit, we would move forward with taking all the measurements and head into conceptual design.
Well, that's great. And what's the best way to reach out to Page Designs again?
Yes, Instagram at Page Designs LLC is my Instagram handle. My website is Page PAIGE Designs LLC.com.
All right, and you can always find Page Designs within the pages of Charleston Home and Design magazine and on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. We've been talking with Paige, interior designer Paige Dick with Page Designs. Thanks so much, Paige.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. To make contact with any of the companies featured on today's show or listen to previous week's shows, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Please tune in again next weekend.